I'm here with Graham Sharp, Chair of the Local Authority Watchdog, the Accounts Commission, to talk about a new report on Glasgow City Council. Graham, just to get us going, can you explain what this report's all about?
Of course. It's the latest of our new Best Value Assurance reports, which aim to give local people a more rounded and independent view on how their council is doing. We want these reports to help residents be better informed and more involved in shaping the key services that they rely on.
Glasgow, as you acknowledge in the report, is Scotland's biggest council, and the scale of its socio-economic challenges are, in many respects, unique. How has it fared since you last reported?
We found that the council has made steady progress over the last decade and has a clear plan to tackle the city's challenges. The scale of those challenges is considerable, but that shouldn't take away from the achievements made by the council and its partners. Many service areas are improving. Educational attainment, for example, has improved for teenagers from deprived areas, and there are fewer people receiving out-of-work benefits. Healthy birth weights and the weight of primary one children are better, and there have been other encouraging signs related to wider health issues, such as an increase in life expectancy. We expect to see that momentum continue.
But you also make clear in the report that you have serious concerns about the impact that resolving Glasgow's equal pay claims issue could have. That's quite strong language for the Commission.
It is. But we are concerned that the Council may be facing a period of unprecedented financial pressure on its services. It's facing a funding gap of £129 million over the next 3 years, and the scale of resolving the equal pay claims is likely to be significant. While the Council has displayed strong financial management which may cope with the funding gap, the cost of the claims is unlikely to be bridged by traditional funding options, such as the use of existing reserves or selling assets. So it's a serious concern for anyone with an interest in the city and its citizens, which is why we've recommended that the Council reflects the potential impact of equal pay claims in its financial planning. And we have asked the Controller of Audit to report to us as and when the position of the equal pay claims clarifies.
Taking equal pay out of the equation for a moment, where is the Council doing well and where could it improve?
We're clear that the Council is working well with its partners to support economic growth. And despite considerable political change, it's also demonstrated effective leadership and a strong record of financial management. However, we found that there's scope for the Council and its partners to do more to help empower local communities. And there's also a real opportunity to strengthen ties with the third sector.
And in summing up your report then?
The Council and its partners are ambitious for the city, and we believe they have a clear plan to realise their vision. They've made steady progress since our last report, but we are seriously concerned about the impact that resolving equal pay claims could have on service delivery, and we will be continuing to take a close interest in that issue.
Graham, thank you very much. And if you want to delve a bit deeper into how Glasgow City Council is performing, the report's available to download from our website, audit-scotland.gov.uk.